What India's space tech startups can learn from SpaceX IPO?
Digital lenders turn a corner.
Turtle Mint likely to launch IPO this month.
Tata Trust to review Air India Tata Digital ahead of key board meet on June 12.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with SpaceX, one of the most anticipated IPOs this year. Now, we went through its S1 filing to really decode its business model and find out what this means for Indian space tech startups. What can they learn from SpaceX's business model?
That's right, Chandra. The filing shows SpaceX increasingly sees itself as a company spanning connectivity, defense, AI infra, satellite services, and government systems, not just launch vehicles.
Now, one key takeaway is that rockets are becoming infrastructure rather than the end product. SpaceX says it now operates around 9,600 Starlink satellites and serves roughly 10.3 million subscribers across 164 countries and territories.
Another major theme is vertical integration. SpaceX controls large parts of its value chain, from rocket manufacturing and satellite networks to connectivity services and increasingly AI infrastructure.
The company is also talking about future plans involving orbital AI computing infrastructure, AI-enabled satellite networks, and even space-based data centers.
And that's where the India angle also comes in. For India's growing space tech ecosystem, the lesson seems to be that launch vehicles may be just the entry point, but long-term value could come from the services, networks, and platforms built on top of that infra.
Now, moving to fintech, where India's digital lenders are showing signs of a recovery after a difficult two-year period.
That's right. After regulatory tightening, rising delinquencies and funding challenges, several lenders reported stronger profitability and improving asset quality in FY26.
iFinance reported revenues of ₹1,815 crores and profit of 194 for the year. Credit B is expected to report a 25% increase in operating revenue and a 40% rise in profit, while its assets under management grew to 15,000 crores.
Right. And Kisht, which got recently listed in Indian Bourses, also reported a nearly 75% increase in annual profit to about 281 crore rupees. Of course, after strengthening its balance sheet post IPO.
Now, lower funding costs are helping too. Slice reported its first full year profit after its merger with Northeast Small Finance Bank, while Oxyzo maintained gross NPAs below 1%.
But not every player had the same experience. Navi Finserv, for example, reported lower profits despite higher revenue as it continued investing in technology and underwriting capabilities.
Overall, improving collections, tighter underwriting, and renewed investor confidence suggest the sector is gradually moving from recovery mode towards growth. Now, staying with financial services, India's startup IPO pipeline continues to remain active.
Yes, we are talking about InsurTech startup Turtle Mint, which is expected to launch its IPO later this month, according to sources who spoke to Money Control.
The company plans to raise between 1,500 crores and 2,000 crores through a mix of fresh shares and an offer for sale by existing investors. Turtle Mint had confidentially filed IPO documents last year and later submitted updated papers after receiving regulatory approval.
Some numbers here. In FY25, the company reported revenue of about 663 crore rupees compared with around 79 crores a year earlier, and losses remained largely unchanged at around 194 crore rupees.
The larger picture is that several startups are moving through different stages of the IPO process. Zepto is expected to file updated documents soon, while Oyo parent Prism has already received approval for its proposed public issue. Companies including Zetwork and Cuckoo have also filed confidentially in recent months. So despite market volatility, the startup IPO pipeline continues to move forward. And finally, attention is turning to Tara Group, where Tara Trust trustees are likely meeting today to review some of the group's biggest investment-heavy businesses.
Yes, the meeting comes just days before a key Tata Sons board meeting scheduled for June 12th, where governance and leadership matters are expected to be discussed.
According to people familiar with the matter, trustees are expected to review presentations related to businesses such as Air India, Tata Digital and Tata Electronics.
These businesses have been central to the group's expansion plans but continue to require substantial capital investments. So discussions are expected to focus on investment rationale, operating progress and future direction.
Air India continues to require investments for fleet expansion and operational turnaround. Tata Digital remains in investment mode as it builds its consumer and digital commerce businesses.
And Tata Electronics, on the other hand, is also a major focus area as the group expands into semiconductors and electronics manufacturing, sectors that typically require long gestation periods before generating returns.
The discussions are expected to provide inputs into broader conversations around capital allocation, governance priorities, and the future direction of some of the group's largest strategic bets.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more tech and startup news minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.